Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. It's another week and I'm super hyped to be back. How you doing? So hopefully you're taking care of each other and being good to one another. Otherwise, where are we going to this week? Oh, it's my home country, Zimbabwe. Via South Africa, of course.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
Charmaine Chamiso Mapimbiro, otherwise known as Sha Sha, is a South African-based Zimbabwean vocalist and songwriter from Mutare. After she moved to South Africa to pursue music, she met DJ Maphorisa through her cab driver, where she played him one of her songs. And you know DJ Maphorisa does not bat an eyelid when he spots talent. He takes action there and then, and guess what? We got Sha Sha. Blossom is Sha Sha's first EP, released under Sony Music Entertainment Africa and Black Boy Music Corporation. It's got 8 tracks, 37-minute runtime, 3 features, and multiple producer placements. The EP cover sees a surprised-looking Sha Sha with both hands over her mouth to convey that playful shock. There's a bouquet of sweetly arranged flowers on a window ledge of a wooden cabin. I see this to represent Sha Sha being in awe of everything that has unfolded to get her to the stage of being able to release music produced by some of the best producers around in Africa and the world. I also just love the color balance on the cover, and I think it captures the essence of Sha Sha's being beautifully.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Blossom greets you with the sweet chords of Abondaba, where Sha Sha teams up with Something Soweto, and this is quite a combination. The bouncy beat is more two-step in nature, while retaining a solid Southern African sound that you know. Their voices are so complementary in a magical manner that leaves you wanting more from them. I remember thinking about how they could make a dope duo album on a Big Sean, Jhené Aiko type of way. It remains to be seen. Maybe, Sha Sha, maybe. One of my top tracks on Blossom is Mutare, which is a narration of her journey from the eastern city of Mutare to Harare and eventually South Africa, where she's based after hitting the big time. She got me with her distinct Manyika accent while singing in Shona, and I just loved it. Sha Sha thanks her day ones that supported her, and you can tell it means a lot to her. It really sounds like her talent was already noticeable to her family and friends, who actually believed in her more than she believed in herself. She also speaks on her faith being a rock to lean on when times get tough, and she knows that what it takes is hard work, dedication, and commitment to give her dream a real go, which she's doing right now. If you do enjoy this podcast, please head over to motomotomusic.com and make a donation. That's the home for the podcast. And your support totally means a lot, so please get to it. Otherwise, Sha Sha remixed a cult hit from 1998, Sing It Back by UK band Moloko, into an indelible amapiano number. It will surely test your speakers for quality with the deep groovy gong bassline and an undeniable Kabza De Small and DJ Maphorisa DNA. You know those two are trouble, right? You have to listen to the song yourself to understand what I mean. It takes a whole new life in comparison to the original. And what makes it even better is that there is every chance that there are many people that don't know the original and will be compelled to find it because of how good the remake is. In that regard, Shasha gives a renowned world hit some new legs 22 years, a whole 22 years after it came out. The song You, which is track 2 on this EP, follows yet another groovy lead where Shasha is singing about the object of her affection and how that person satisfies her every need while keeping her heart overflowing with love. That's the kind of love you want to have. She gives a wonderfully measured performance and just showcases that vocal brilliance.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
When you hear Shasha sing, you wouldn't think that this is her first official debut EP. Vocally, Shasha is in a league of her own. She has the type of voice that will never be monotonous to the ear. It is unique enough to be immediately recognizable, while not overly inclined to the extreme. Something that helps the listener not to get fatigued after a few songs. Stylistically, she's given a little extra nice touch alongside an echoey reverb that works magically with a powerful voice to fill the space with a feeling of power and command. That means a fantastic sound engineer can recognize this quickly to easily elevate any of the work she does. From a tonal perspective, she has a punk rock, indie, emo guitar tinge, which you typically hear from Western musicians, something she uses expertly with a fusion of her natural Zimbabwean harmonies to make her stand out. Such intonation is highly evident on a song such as Something About You, where she gives a very unconventional but brilliant vocal performance. It grows on you. It is worth noting that despite being Zimbabwean-born and raised, Shasha does sing in a number of languages that include Zulu, English, and of course Shona from Zim. The linguistic approach makes sense given her being based in South Africa. On the other hand, the musicality of this project is highly influenced by South African sounds, and it comes as no surprises with the production team and the collaborations being South African. It just adds to the awesomeness, really. And something that people might not readily accept is the fact that Shasha has picked up South African languages quite well, and you wouldn't be able to tell that she's not a native speaker of these languages when she sings. For me, it's hard to put Shasha in any musical bracket based on this album. I know most people have rushed to call her an amapiano vocalist because obviously amapiano is the in thing, but really there's a mix of house, amapiano and afropop on this album. Blossom really gives a Southern African blend, but nothing to say definitively that she is in a particular bracket. That works well for Shasha. And as we are increasingly getting used to, musicians nowadays are not always genre purists like what it was back in the day. I like it that way because us as listeners are far more open and exposed to such a wide array of music and genres. Why limit things?
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I would give Shasha full thumbs up for such a wonderful project. All 8 tracks range from good to excellent. Not a single song was out of place, and for her first project of this mold, I'm highly impressed. I'm glad South Africa gave Shasha a musical home, to be honest. I know that sounds odd coming from me, especially as a Zimbabwean, but Zimbabwe doesn't have the capacity or the established music industry to develop such a talent at the moment. The talent we have so many times goes to waste is not funny. I'd also say the title Blossom is very appropriate for this project and sees Shasha come into her element and finding a sound that is perfect for her style. All I can say is more of the same, Shasha, more of the same. I listened to Blossom by Shasha online, and you should too. The album is worth a listen, and for anyone that likes good music, Afro beats, amapiano, and if you're into other African genres, you might be pleasantly surprised at how much you like this album. Give it a go. And you can also check out Shasha on Twitter. Her handle is ShashaOfficial_. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Dang, dang.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.